52 people are now known to have died during an operation to free worshippers held by gunmen inside a Baghdad church. 120 people were held in the Catholic church for at least 4 hours. When Iraqi security forces stormed the building, more than 50 people were killed and dozens more injured. Despite the casualties, the Iraqi defence minister described the operation as a success. UK officials say the tip-off about parcel bombs being on two US-bound cargo planes came from a repentant al-Qaeda member. Officials have told the BBC a former Guantanamo Bay detainee handed himself in to Saudi Arabian authorities 2 weeks ago. After leaving Guantanamo, he went through a rehabilitation program in Saudi Arabia, then rejoined al-Qaeda in Yemen before turning himself in to authorities. The UN says Australia has resettled just 10% of the refugees it had committed to take from Indonesia. Australia agreed to boost its intake of Indonesian asylum seekers from around 50 to 500 earlier this year. The Jakarta office of the UNHCR says so far it has recommended 528 refugees for resettlement, but only 52 have so far gone to Australia. The government is declining to comment on the shortfall. The government says it's prepared to consider an extension of the time to finalise the Murray-Darling Basin plan. The Basin Authority is holding consultation meetings about its initial proposal. A draft plan is due early next year, and a final plan is due by the end of that year.